Inside the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by our friends at Baptist Health. In all of sports, the phrase we use all the time is battling back. In baseball or softball, you battle back from an 0-2 count. In basketball, you battle back from a big deficit. That's the theme of today's episode here on the FIU Athletics Podcast, but not battling back on the diamond or on the court, but off of it. Coming back from injury. It's about the toughest thing a college athlete can do. It is, despite that, something so common to the college athlete experience. And we talked to a couple players today who are not only out there playing, but out there thriving in a post-injury experience. And so we got the chance to hear from Brooke McCann of FIU softball and Fantasia James of FIU women's basketball. Great to hear their stories. Great to catch up with them. And the biggest thing is to see them back out there and enjoying the sports that they grew up playing. It's what it's all about. First, a quick pause, and then on the other side, we will hear from Brooke McCann.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.
Joined now on the FIU Athletics Podcast by Brooke McCann. And Brooke, let's kind of start this in the obvious place. How much fun has it been to be back out there playing with FIU softball and doing so at a high level, which has to help?
It's been very fun. Definitely had that moment of like, I made it. So now it's just keep going. So I'm having a really good time, really taking it all in.
When you first set foot on Felsberg Field again, you know, healthy in the lineup, what kind of went through your mind in that moment?
It was very like it had just happened, right? Like I got to this 100% right when season was starting. So I think the only thing I can say is just grateful. Like any playing time I had, I was just grateful. I just wanted to go out there, do what I knew I could do and see where it led me. And it's been going pretty well so far.
Well, that's what's great about it, right? Is, yeah. You know, sometimes you come back from injury and you start slow and your batting average is like 80 or something like that. That hasn't been the case for you. You've been off to a great start. So what's been working for you so far, especially at the plate?
I think it's my mental game. I think, you know, physically taking that time off, you think it's going to be the detrimental thing. But physically getting back into swinging isn't too difficult for how long I've been playing. ACL recovery is a whole mental battle. So I think that my mental game grew even stronger through that. And I think that that's what's really helping me right now.
I want to go back to when it happened, because it was basically right before the season. Yeah. You know, we were going through it and then all of a sudden everything changes. When you feel that pop, what goes through your mind in that moment?
It was actually the first day back from winter break. So it was the first day of spring practice. And I had actually just gotten a PRP injection in my shoulder in the fall. So I was working through the whole winter break, really excited to come back, you know, get to use my shoulder. And so I get a fly ball. I give Coach Myers, hates this story because I can't give him a thumbs up anymore. I won't do it on the field. You'll notice. But I gave him a thumbs up because he wouldn't hit me a ball in left field because he didn't think my shoulder could handle it. I give him the thumbs up and he hits me the ball and I made a great throw home and my shoulder felt great. And then I felt the pop in my knee and I fell to the ground and it didn't necessarily hurt. It was a very weird, it's a weird thing. So when you completely tear your ACL, they say that you like sever the nerve so you don't feel it. And I can just remember Coach B, he was standing in center. He goes, "You all right?" And I said, "I don't think so." And I got up and walked off the field and it was a tough week because they didn't know if I tore it. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't really tell by the MRI. And so it was a hard thing to swallow, but here I am.
You are on the right side of it. But what does it look like after that? You know, those next few weeks where you get the diagnosis, okay, here's the rehab plan. Here's when we hope to see you back on the field basically the same time the following year.
Right. I think that's where a lot of people in that situation go different directions. So another little thing about me, I'm going to physical therapy school after this, so I am very in with the injuries. But I think that was, I knew when that happened that it was going to be up to me how I handled it. I broke my leg when I was 12, so I've been through a kind of bad injury before. And so I knew when I got that news, like when I saw the ACL on the MRI, it was of course like, very emotional knowing that I was losing a year after I had so little time left already. But after that, it just became like, what do I have to do now? How do I get there? And I really just shifted my mindset to focusing on what I had to do to get back instead of feeling bad for myself for where I was at.
It was something we talked about when we chatted at Media Day too, the kinesiology side of this. Did it help to maybe understand, maybe logically approach instead of emotionally the whole thing because you have that kinesiology side of it and the physical therapy aspirations?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because for me, any injury that I've had before, it's been like, oh, at least I can use this and relate to patients in the future. And ACL tears are a very common sports injury. And it's something that, I had never had knee pain in my life. I never knew what a knee pain felt like. And now I really do. So I think that was definitely something that crossed my mind too, is at least I can use this in my future career and relate to people more.
When you're going through it, the social safety net is such a big part of it. What did that look like for you?
It was challenging. So I, of course, had my team and my coaches, but it was a hard time because season was starting. So it's not like so much attention there. They had things they had to focus on, but I have a really good personal safety net with my family, my boyfriend, my mom, and just all those people. They really stepped up. And then the athletic training staff as well. Gabe, our head athletic trainer, is like, it's like a dad to me now at this point. Like just such a good person to have through all of that. So it was good.
What was it like? And this is a bit of a stupid question, I'll admit that, because the answer is it was hard. But what was it like talking to your teammates during the course of last season, where they're out there on the field and obviously you want to be with them? That's the thing you want most, and you can't. What was that like for
I was voted a captain last year, so I had that
you?
responsibility, and I knew I was going to have to find some type of way to stay a part of the team, and it was hard to stay engaged even though I wasn't physically engaged, but I did try to be there for them through all of that, and I think that was what kept me there, and I was able to see more things than they were and just kind of able to try to steer us in the right direction versus going in the wrong direction, but I just tried to do the most I could.
How much does that experience then help you now as far as leadership, as far as empathy, understanding the ups and downs of a softball season?
Yeah, I think that helps a lot. Being sidelined for a whole season is it's a long time. So, and watching and missing out on things, and they would come back from travel trips and I wasn't able to go, and then missing out on like the inside jokes that I don't get. So it's like it's a very like it's a mental battle for sure, but I think now it just makes me so grateful for anything that I have, any time that I have now. I was standing in the outfield last weekend and I was like, I don't want it to end, but I'm so grateful that I even got to this point. So, just very grateful for what I have now.
And I imagine that's a similar emotion to right before this season when you're finally cleared and they say, okay, you're back. Let's go. What did you immediately call your folks, call your boyfriend? Like, okay, we're back. Let's go. Let's get it.
The whole getting cleared for it is very different for everyone. So, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm cleared, I can do everything. But for softball, since we're not a very like intense, it's not like soccer where we're cutting constantly and things like that. I was able to build up a lot more than I think other athletes are able to. So when I got cleared, I was pretty much already full go. And then I got cleared right before our last fall game. So at least I got to, get in the box before the spring and hit off of a different pitcher. So that was good. But just when season started, still right now, like, and just getting back to feeling completely comfortable running the bases. I slid for the first time into a base a week before season started. So it's like, it was very like right up to the line. So it was interesting.
Sliding, even when you're healthy, is kind of an
Yeah.
adventure. Were you like running down the bases going, uh-oh, this is the one, this is the time, I'm gonna have to go in here?
Yeah, and for me, I broke my leg sliding when I was 12. So that was just like so much in my head. But you just gotta throw it all out, just do it. So I was able to. Still got it.
The nice thing too is now that we've opened this season at home for the most part, so you've been able to kind of keep it with the friends and family, keep it down here, and then broaden out to travel. So that has to be nice too, having the maximum comfort of home for most of the season so far.
Yes, for sure. Definitely like my home field. I know how it is. I know how to get where I need to go and what the ground feels like. The field out in Mexico is very different, so that was interesting. I didn't trust it with my knee quite much. But
That's where I was going next,
yeah.
is there's a lot of really cool parts about that trip, but that was also the unique challenge of it. Coach Myers was telling us how the outfield in particular, and even the infield, is different than back home. So what was that like? The joys of it, the cool of being on the beach in Mexico, out with the kids, but then at the same time, when you're on the field, kind of being like, ugh, I gotta be careful here.
Just like any step on very uneven grass or there's random holes or just not flat, constantly in my head, like, oh, I can't step wrong. So like I think that was a little challenging. And I also knew that there was a softball player who tore her ACL there last year. So that was in the back of my mind too. Just trying to like play comfortably, but a little bit more careful than I would have liked to. But it was okay. I got by.
How much does it help now if you're talking to a player like Julie, who's working through injury right now, say, hey, I know exactly where you're at mentally and probably physically as well. Here's what I think and how I can help.
I try to be there for the injured players a little bit more. Even Zamaya, I've tried to make sure that she knows that I'm there for her because she seems to be handling it very well. So that's very good that we have mentally strong people on this team. But I just want to make sure that they know that that support is there because I think having that support and comfort is the biggest thing. Just helps so much more than you would think. And I've definitely tried to be there for them as much as I can. And I'm excited for Julie to get to coming back because I think she should be pretty soon. So I'll try to be there for her during her coming back. But
We're excited for all of them to come back.
yes,
It's
for sure.
the toughest thing an athlete can do because it
Yeah.
doesn't stop, right? You still have your life. You still have your academic responsibilities. Time goes on and you have to almost feel out of time while still being in it.
Right. Yeah.
One last one for you, and it's kind of a general catch-all, but what would be your advice to a college athlete who was in that same spot on the doorstep of the season? And it's taken away from them. What would you tell that athlete?
I think something that I say about really all of life's crazy situations is to just find positives in what you're dealing with. Because, if you sit back and you say, why me? Why did this happen to me? This isn't fair. You're not going to get anywhere. It's just a waste of time because what's happening to you is happening to you. So I think the biggest thing is that mindset. So just approach it, aggressively, be positive about it. Calm your mind down. Like, it's okay. Losing a year before being actually done gave me a perspective of life after softball, life after being an athlete. And there's so much life to be lived, and you're not defined by your sport. So I think that was the best thing, really, that could have happened to me. And knowing that I'll be okay after this year is over.
Glad to hear it. It was great to see you start so strong. Great to be back. We'd seen you before the injury. We get to see you now. So it's awesome. Keep up the good work, Brooke. It's really cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amazing to hear from Brooke there. And even better because she's got that analytical mind to her where she's going to be understanding it from the science standpoint. And so, kind of, her observations very much apply not only to our next guest on the FIU Athletics podcast, but any player dealing with the macro injury, they're going to be needing somebody who understands kinesiology, who understands physical therapy. And that's the luxury of these athletes going through the science part of it to understand what's going on there as well. One of the biggest differences as well is that we had seen Brooke at FIU at the collegiate level prior to her injury. For Fantasia James of FIU Women's Hoops, she never even got the chance to get on the court as a true freshman because of injury. And so she has to navigate that with the help of everyone around her and the belief that one day she'll be able to live that vision of being on the court as a Division I athlete. but she didn't have that prior experience. Despite that, she's playing well now. She's out here having tremendous games. That Steam Day where the Ocean Bank Convocation Center was full of screaming kids. Fantasia James, who's so often the energy fountain for FIU Women's Hoops, rides that energy and has the best game of her career. A quick timeout, and on the other side, Fantasia James.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I have some exciting news. Good Greek has been awarded National Mover of the Year. You've trusted the Good Greek for decades with your family's moving and storage needs. Now Good Greek is proud to be the nation's top mover. So when it's time for you to move across town or across the country, trust America's best mover, Good Greek. Go to goodgreek.com for Good Greek, the National Mover of the Year.
Good Greek, moving and storage, your superhero movers.
A note from our friends at Baptist Health. If you're looking for fun and fitness for the whole family, come out this Saturday, March 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Zoo Miami for Baptist Health's Fit Fest. Enjoy free wellness classes, family fun, and more. There's something for all ages and skill levels. With healthy bites and drinks, live music to get energized, and special guest appearances, it's the ultimate community event. See you there. Visit BaptistHealth.net for details. Excited now to welcome in Fantasia James here on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Fantasia, it's been so much fun to see you back on the court here for FIU Women's Hoops. How do you think this whole experience has gone for you to this point, with still a few weeks left in the season?
I think it's been good. Definitely have my ups and downs, just trying to learn, you know, the college game and just be disciplined, of course. You know, I'm athletic. I think that's the biggest thing coaches always on me about, like trying to, especially like the blocking shots thing, like staying on my feet, you know, like you have to kind of pick and choose when you can get them. Yeah, but I would say it's good overall. I've been having a lot of fun, so.
Speaking selfishly, the blocking shots thing is very cool for us on the broadcast because it's a highlight every time you do it. Is that something that you think you've really harnessed here at the college level? Or that was Fantasia James going back to sophomore year in high school blocking shots?
Yeah, that's been since high school, middle school. I used to foul out a lot in middle school, not gonna lie, just because of that. So I've been trying to, you know, be better with that. But I think it's always going to be a part of my game. Just I've always been athletic, you know, to jump and time it up well. So
let's go back to that very first game when you're coming back from injury. You're finally able to get back on the court. What goes through your mind in that moment?
So, yeah, that was our first game. Well, my first game against JU, you know, the hometown team. I'm from North Florida, Jacksonville. So I was really excited to play. And I remember the first basket I scored, I think it was like P was dribbling up and like I was trailing behind her and I hit the layup. And then the next play, I drew the offensive foul. So, yeah, I was just so excited. You know, energy was high. And I don't know, I was just excited to be out there, you know, finally get my first college point and just seeing how happy everybody was. That was great.
When you finally get that stop and play, you have the timeout. What was everyone telling you on the bench there now that you were finally back?
Just, you know, keep going. Everyone was happy. I'm proud of you, all this and that. So that was good. That was put a smile on my face. And it's just being able to, you know, be back, you know, it means a lot. So
let's go back to that where last year you're trying to figure out, hey, when do I come back? Do I come back? What does that look like for Fantasia James's true freshman year? Kind of take us through what those conversations were like for you.
Like when I got here over the summer, I had a foot injury, but I didn't think it was like to that extent or I'd missed the season or I need surgery or anything like that. And identified the injury. I had fractured my foot, my big toe. So I was in the boot for a couple months and then the cast and then, you know, those things weren't working. So it was about, you know, October, November around that time. And it was just kind of like, okay, yeah, well, you're going to need surgery. Just, you know, shut it down for this year. And, you know, come back for next year. And, you know, I heard that. I was like, I could have played through it, you know, but I was just like, it's probably just better to, you know, get it right, get it fixed. Yeah, that was hard to hear. But looking back now, it was the right decision. So
for sure. And seeing you at 100%, I think really makes that obvious that it was the right decision. But kind of take us through the rehab process there. When you go through surgery and you're looking to get back, working your way, and then finally, you're ready to go against JU.
Surgery, it was good. You know, actually Coach Burks and Coach Dan actually took me to have surgery early in the morning. You know, they don't have to do that kind of stuff, but it kind of shows, you know, their character and, you know, what, you know, how much they care about us. So, you know, surgery went well, you know, rehab, it was tough, but, you know, just trying to get your balance back and your feet and all that and the strength and trusting your feet. We have great athletic trainers here at FIU, so you know they pushed me, and just to get me back on the court, it was hard, but it was good. I'm glad you know they pushed me, and I'm back. So yeah.
Over the course of that year, how much are you working on the mental side of the game, whether it be being in practice and learning what FIU does, or just observing the game at the college level?
You know, I wasn't playing, but I'm sitting on the sideline watching. And especially last year, like we had a lot of fifth years, you know, Liv, Kalia, CP, just a lot of seniors, upperclassmen. I was the only true freshman on the team last year. So just learning from them, especially those seniors, like they poured into me a lot. You know, they didn't have to, but they, especially just me sitting on the bench, especially during games, like if, you know, one of them was at, you know, I was sitting next to them on the bench, they would just talk through the game. I remember Liv would just talk through the game and point out everything. And it's just like, wow, like she knows what she's doing. And this is what it takes to play at the college level and be effective and efficient. So I would credit that a lot to my seniors and just Coach Burke staying on me, even though I wasn't playing. Like I would get distracted maybe on the baseline, you know, making a joke or whatever. She'd be like, potential, like I'm like starting or something, you know, like she cared, like that I was still learning. So I'll definitely credit that to my seniors and, you know, Coach Burke, she's never going to let up, you know, on any of us. So.
That's a fair way to summarize what Coach Burks is like in practice. She won't let up on anybody. Obviously, you lean on your teammates during that process as far as on the floor. But off the floor, who were you kind of leaning on as you went through your rehab and recovery?
I would say Kalia. I was definitely like more closer with Kalia and Jenna because we were like closer in age. AJ is my roommates that I had mainly, but I would definitely say Kalia just because we're both from Florida. And I don't know, I just always connected with Kalia. She's always just a joy to be around. You know, she's always joking. So yeah, I would say definitely those three.
She was a lot of fun. We enjoyed having her on the team for sure. Going back, because you talk about that relationship with Coach Burks, she was recruiting you from a very early age. So what was your first impression when you first met Coach Burks? What were you thinking?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Goodness, this was like back when COVID happened. I remember getting a call from one of the assistant coaches. One of the conversations I remember with her was when she like offered me a scholarship, and we were on Zoom just like here, and it was with my parents, my sister, and she was telling me all about her story and all, you know, where she's been and her playing days and why she coaches. And I remember like just being like, wow, this is like someone that really cares about the game, someone that's passionate, someone that wants to win and do anything to win. And I remember I just remember like, yeah, this is, you know, where I want to be, you know, this is the person that I want to play for. And yeah, you know, she offered me and my parents, you know, were happy and all that. And, but, you know, my parents were like, you know, this ain't over, you know, you got to keep pushing, keep working. Like one of my conversations, I just remember how passionate she was about winning in the game and seeing us succeed on and off the floor. So that's what really like. And it being in Florida as well, I mean, it's a little far, but yeah, I would say definitely just her passion that really drew me.
I think a lot of people from out of state don't realize how far Jacksonville is to Miami. They just think, oh yeah, it's, you know, it's all the same state. So it's right there. But no, very much not.
Yeah, definitely a good 5-6 hour drive.
Definitely a solid 5 hour drive. But at least you do get to stay in the warm weather. We don't have to worry about snow. So that's the good part.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. How do you think that relationship with Coach Burks has changed now that you've been with her for a couple of years on campus here at FIU?
I wouldn't say it's really changed. She's definitely still the same passionate, still going to be, doesn't matter how good you do, she's still going to be on you, telling you what you need to do right. And I wouldn't say she's really changed. But, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, you don't want, you know, someone to be talking to you over the phone and then they're a totally different person. And, you know, when you see them every day. So, yeah.
She's definitely as advertised. If she listens to this, she'll be laughing. But it's definitely the passion is the right word that you've used. And that certainly is Coach Burks's game. Okay. Now that the dynamic has flipped a little bit and you're the healthy one and she's the one in the boot, have you said anything to her about injury management?
Oh, no, I don't even play. I don't know. I mean, when I was in the boot and all that, she used to call me what, like Bootsy and all that. But like now that she's in the boot, like I don't know. You know, that's my coach still got it. There's definitely a level of respect still. So definitely leave that alone.
That's the smart play by you. That's a heady play by young Fantasia James. One more for you, we'll let you go. Yeah. Generally, for an athlete going through what you did, what would your advice be for a college athlete who has to sit out? It's the toughest thing a college athlete can do. What would your advice be?
I would say just to keep your passion for the game, continue to work hard, know that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep going. Don't quit, because you've worked so hard to be where you're at today. Like, all the sacrifices, you know, my parents have made, other people have poured into me. Like, I wouldn't want to quit just because there's a little bump in the road. So I would just say to keep going and continue to work hard and trust your work.
No
So,
doubt. It's been fun to watch you back. We're happy you're out here getting it done for FIU. Fantasia, thanks for joining us.
thank you guys.
Awesome to hear from Fantasia James there. Amazing to see her back on the court for FIU women's hoops, especially for a player like that whose game is built on athleticism, on spring ability. She could throw down a tennis ball. To be able to come back from the injury she did and now maintain and grow that level of athleticism, it's really, really cool. And it's what college sports is all about, that mentality that teaches you so much about adversity that applies to far more than college sports. That's going to do it for this edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast, sponsored by Baptist Health. Be sure to keep it locked right here on FIUsports.com for a ton more information about stuff like spring football. The hoops seasons are winding down, but diamond sports are just starting up. Swimming and tennis still at full bore, and so much more. You can find it right here on our website, FIUsports.com. But for now, and as always, pause up.
At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, you don't have to be a pro athlete to be treated like one. We use the latest techniques to give you an accurate diagnosis, along with surgical and non-surgical solutions, no matter who you are. Our team of specialists will do everything to help you perform at your best again. And with personalized recovery and rehabilitation plans, you'll be back to living your life to the fullest in no time. Welcome to Pro Level Orthopedic Care.